Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts. You know, we're in a mess in this world. We're always experiencing trials and tribulations. But fear not, Jesus said, I've overcome the world. But as the menacing ruler of this world drags us into a deepening darkness, and I say us, our society, we must turn to the light of Christ, for ongoing help and victory. I mentioned last week that I was going to do this in a couple segments of the Pastor's Thoughts. And in the prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer, you know, you always hear me whenever I pray the part, deliver us from the evil one, deliver us from evil. God has already delivered us from evil, but the evil one is still out there roaring around like a roaring lion seeking to devour the body of Christ. So we need to know who God's foe is and our foe. We need to know our enemy, you know, don't we? Yeah, well, why are Jesus' words so vital and instructive? That's why we study the scriptures and we try to understand what Jesus had left with us in written words and through the gift of the Holy Spirit. I think for scriptural revelation, we're not supposed to be playing blindfolded games like pin the tail on the serpent. Genesis 3:4 and Revelation 12:9. Now, he is revealed to be the God of this age, who has blinded humanity from the gospel. He's the prince and the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons and the daughters of disobedience. He's a chameleon manner. You know about chameleons, you know, they change colors with the situation. He is such a deceiver, he even comes across as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. But he's also revealed as an adversary, a lion roaring, to seeking who he can devour. 1 Peter 5:8. So this adversary and his accomplice work to keep us unaware of their spiritual assaults. But Scripture reveals our constant struggle. Think about it in Ephesians 6. You know, Tina did it, well, Travis too, when they had all the kids. You know, they did a whole series helping the kids to prepare for the evil one in Ephesians 6. It said that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against personalities and principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, you wouldn't think there's wickedness all around us, but we live in a world that has been fallen, and we got it back from the original, what we call original sin, back in the garden. And Satan usually avoids exposure as his part in his efforts to lead people to dismiss the spirit realm, including God contributing to a moral vacuum. So we see the results in Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 23, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like a corruptible man. Sounds like where we're at today and all the challenges in our world, doesn't it? I think it does describe people of our world today, in which over the past decade or so has shredded any semblance of the God-ordained society. We went to Lexi's, she's in the choral group at Florida High, and they had their Christmas concert. And it was a nice concert, but it was filled with secular songs, and I like the secular songs. Jingle bell rock, and jingle, you know, riding on the one horse sleigh, and all. There was not one Christmas song that related to the time of Christmas And it's sad, but that's what's happening, even in a good school like Florida High, and it is a good school. Are they afraid to sing Silent Night? I don't know. Makes you wonder. It's sad. In this age of selfies, I don't know what a selfie is, except I know I can't do it. They say, well, you just hold your phone up like this, and you can take a picture of yourself, and Well, in the age of selfies, I think they're trying to make us little gods. Make no mistake about it. The spirit behind is one of domination and intimidation and control our society, the ultimate cancel culture dedicated to destroying God's special creation, that we are made in His image and destined to ultimately be made in the spiritual image of His Son, and we become a new creation. Wow. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So know my concern, and I pray for your concern, that each of us have to be able to be on guard in order to be aware of our surroundings and be aware of the dark things that are going on around us and encourage people. The time we live in, you know, it demands us. We need to be aware, not just for the world at large, or for those disciples and came in time past to help us, guide us forward. We're not on autopilot or cruise control. It's a challenge, and we need to be able to encourage one another in the faith, because we are in a spirit battle. Not the spirit of the Holy Spirit, but the spirit of Antichrist. And it's all around. Look what's going on around the world, even in Israel now with what's going on. There's the spirit of Antichrist. What is Antichrist? Well, anybody that's not for Christ is Antichrist. Now our Jewish brothers and sisters are still seeking to know the true Messiah, but a lot of the Jewish people have come to know Yeshua as Messiah. There's a lot of them, and it's getting more and more every day when their hearts are open and they receive. All right, preacher, why is this so important? Why are you babbling about all of this? Deliver us from the evil one. Because ultimately, you and I are responsible for our actions. We can be led into temptation. Oh, yeah? It's easy. I deal with it. But we alone fill in the blanks of yes or no and succumbing to or rejecting Satan's influence in our life and our society. You know, all politics are local is what they say. You know, we need to do things in our own community. We need to participate and to do things in our own local government. All right. Well, we can't rely on that old catchphrase of the comedian Flip Wilson. You remember him? The devil made me do it. No, not really. But anyhow, I thank you for letting me babble. But this thing about Satan and all the crap that's going on. Yeah, that's a real word, preacher. Crap. All the stuff that's going on. We need to be aware. And I just hope that I can just maybe quicken in your spirit to be aware of what's going on and stand up for the kingdom of God and seek the light and pray to God for help and deliverance. And as you pray, your kingdom come. Amen to that. Well, we do have a lot of people on our prayer line that needs a touch, and you'll see that list if you go onto the website there, Pastor Thoughts and Prayers, and you click on the slides, it'll take you up, and you'll see all the ones that we have. And we do pray a prayer of intercession with them and for them. But you know what the good news is? You don't need a preacher. You don't need a list. You don't need an 800 number. You don't need anything, because of what Jesus done for us on the cross gives us direct access to God Almighty through the Holy of Holies. And He can hear. He wants to talk to us, and He wants you to talk to Him. So you have that right, but you need to do it. You need to exercise it, and that's what I think about when I do these pastor's thoughts and prayers, that We need to be aware of prayer, because prayer is powerful. It's intercessory prayer especially. Prayers are answered. God hears our prayers. And there's something about when you talk to God yourself, then, and you can do it verbally. You can do it out loud. I talk out loud a lot of times when I pray. And there's something about getting that stuff that kind of builds up in your spirit out. It's sort of like a relief and say, Lord, I don't know what to do with all this here. I need to give it to you and I need your help. Give me wisdom and grace. And yeah, that's what you do. And there's such a peace that comes over. Judy and I are dealing with her recovery and dealing with all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it gets to be overwhelming at times. And you just sort of like the referees do on the football field, you know, you're time out. And we got to regroup because life can be a challenge and very overwhelming. Anyhow, we do pray with and for all the people, God's people. We love them and we know that God loves you. And I close this little segment with the traditional Lord's Prayer. I say traditional. And you've heard me say it before. I really think the real Lord's Prayer is when he prayed for us over in John 17. God praying for us? Yeah, he did. Go read it. It's cool. But the traditional Lord's Prayer, when the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he said, use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Hear this, church. But deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful day.